Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The coronavirus continues to take its toll on Wyoming as the state health department has announced 15 new deaths attributed to the disease. All the new fatalities are being reported as older adults with pre-existing conditions that made them more susceptible to the virus. None of the latest deaths have been in Park County, but our neighbors to the south and east have seen their numbers increase with fatalities in both Hot Springs and Bighorn County. Park County's mask mandate remains in effect until this Friday and may be extended if the numbers don't start trending downward. Most businesses report nearly 100% compliance with the mandate, and to date, there have been no reports of law enforcement needed for recalcitrant citizens. Wyoming's death toll since the pandemic began now stands at 230. Senator John Barrasso told Fox News that a COVID-19 vaccine should begin shipping by mid-month. The vaccine has been developed at an incredible pace, helped by the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed program, which helped to slash much of the red tape associated with bringing a vaccine to market. The vaccine has been submitted to the FDA, which is scheduled to review it by December 10th. Pending approval, it could be shipped to frontline workers the very next day. After inoculating frontline doctors, nurses, and other health workers, the vaccine would next be available to the most vulnerable members of the population, the elderly, and those with pre-existing conditions.
If your plan involves a party, it's your responsibility to plan for a safe and sober ride home. A DWI is a serious crime with serious consequences. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. If you get busted, you may lose your license, pay thousands of dollars in court costs, legal fees, and higher insurance rates. Make sure your last call is a safe one. Order up a sober ride. And please, don't drink and drive.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace Hardware is your Christmas store. Shop for all your Christmas decorations for the inside and outside your home. Plus great gift ideas at your local Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A dispute over potatoes led to a Casper man's arrest for aggravated assault and domestic battery. Kenneth Russell Jones was helping his significant other prepare dinner when she told him to stop peeling potatoes. Jones became angry and locked himself in a room for the night. He left the residence early the next morning, but returned around 2 p.m., heavily intoxicated and still upset over dinner. A fight between the two ensued, escalating to the point of Jones pointing a .22 rifle at the woman and pulling the trigger. She later told police she heard the distinct sound of the firing pin making a clicking sound, but fortunately, the gun did not fire. Jones attempted to fire the rifle a second time, at which point the woman fled the residence and called for help. Jones is currently being held at the Natrona County Detention Center while the investigation continues. In an attempt to get on the same page as the state of Wyoming, the Casper City Council took a look at raising the minimum age to buy and use tobacco products to 21 inside Casper City limits. The measure failed by a close vote of 5-4. Some council members argued it's wrong to treat people as adults at age 18 without them having the same freedoms as a 21-year-old, while others on the other side of the issue said from a health standpoint, it just makes sense. The proposed revisions would have aligned the Casper Municipal Code to changes in state law that, as of July 1st, prohibited the sale, purchase, possession, and use of nicotine products by anyone under 21. A violation would be a misdemeanor charge. A young person found to be using tobacco inside of Casper could still be charged, though their case would have to be heard in Natrona County Circuit Court rather than in the Casper Municipal Court. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.